I'm Willis Brock, principal at Garfield Elementary in Garden City, Kansas.
My name is Carrie Unruh. I am a literacy coach at Garfield Elementary School in Garden City, Kansas.
My name is Abby Dudley, and I teach kindergarten at Garfield Elementary in Garden City, Kansas.
My role as a literacy coach is to do job-embedded professional development. I'm here to teach and train and support teachers in their teaching of reading. And so during the day at school, I observe teachers as they teach reading, provide feedback on their lessons, model and co-teach lessons, organize grade level meetings for teachers where we analyze student data and learn together through book study discussions. I also conduct coach meetings, which are one-on-one meetings with each teacher in order to help them plan instruction and analyze student needs.
The literacy coaches have both the time and expertise to help teachers at the grassroots level and to do things like task analysis and help extrapolate those results into quality instruction through staff development, modeling, things like walkthrough feedback, and providing tangible resources that correlate to the students' needs. The literacy coach, if you will, becomes the on-site expert who has both the knowledge of the pedagogy and instructional research.
As teachers supplement the reading series and plan for their differentiated literacy centers, I coach them to incorporate at least two-thirds nonfiction text. And we have found that utilizing two-thirds nonfiction pushes our students to use the comprehension strategies with more difficult text and also builds their background simultaneously. I meet with teachers individually in order to analyze lessons then plan for instruction. We first determine what the data says that students need to work on, and we utilize the curriculum to plan around the comprehension strategy of the week, and then I support teachers as they choose text, either from the reading series or from our leveled book room, according to the type of lesson or specific need. We look for the just right text to match the lesson's needs as well as fit the student's instructional level. If we were going to choose text around visualization, that strategy requires students to create mental pictures in order to comprehend. So I might assist teachers in choosing text that has vivid details so the students may practice creating movies in their minds. We've also found that text that doesn't have very detailed pictures or longer text with fewer pictures gives students the opportunity to use that visualization strategy more because they're not relying on the picture support.
Carrie helps me select appropriate text in a number of ways. She and I look at all of the data as well as the curriculum strategy focus of the week to then decide what specific comprehension strategies we're to focus on. Carrie has taught me how to use the curriculum and all of the resources that we have available when I have a difficult time finding the perfect text for my students. Every week I select different texts for the lesson objective or reading comprehension strategy I plan to use. I select it for guided reading as well as independent reading time. There are also times when I need to select texts for differentiated learning centers as my kindergartners become more proficient readers. A lot of times when we select the text, Carrie and I will team teach together. She'll come in and model whole group lessons as well as guided reading, and she and I will work together in our weekly coach meetings to kind of prepare for the lesson and make sure we have the appropriate books.